Warning: this podcast contains mature language and adult situations. Listener discretion is advised.
Pulling in 3, 2, 1.
Hello and welcome to the Fidelis Guild podcast. Today is August 1st. It's a Thursday. Today with me, my name is Derek Davis, and today we have three people from the guild here. First up, we have Ecat.
What's up?
Next up, we have the almighty Elantari.
Hey, I like that intro.
You like that better than Mama Fidelis herself?
I do. Otherwise, it sounds like a mafia boss.
Well, I'll try to remember to do that next time.
And I'll make then, you a deal you can't understand.
Last but not least, we have Paladin Extraordinaire Lethwin.
Hello, all.
Alright, so we kind of just went over this, but everybody missed that except for that was in the live stream because I fucked up the recording, so we're going to kind of go over it again. Ecat has been gone for about a week and a half on vacation, and I kind of wanted him to tell his bear story.
Well, you know, I mean, I've been keeping in touch. You know, I have missed the game, but I've really missed the players, but, you know, I got access to you on Facebook and stuff, and I told a story about In we went to Yellowstone and we had this stuffed bear and it was about the size of a bear cub, and big stuffed bear. And we went out and took pictures of Griswold in the wild, and next thing you know, all these cars are stopping and yelling for us to get out of the way and don't touch the bear. And so we grab the bear and take off through the woods. And we're expecting rangers to come after us. I don't know how we didn't get kicked out of the park. I don't know.
It's so funny. I read the story and I had to make Courtney read it after I finished it. It was hilarious.
Ridiculous.
I like partway through the story, it goes from stuffed bear to Griswold. Like, it has a name. Like, the story, it's so short, but it's hilarious. Oh my god, it's so good. I kind of want to post it on the website or something, so people can read the way you wrote it. It's really good. So Ecat has been on like a whirlwind trip, hitting various places, and I'm gonna make him give us more stories, either maybe another one this week, but for sure we're gonna get another one next week. And if you watch the live stream for raids, I guarantee you're gonna see some there. So I want to go to Ellen. What have you been up to in game this week?
I've been a good WoW player, and I've been working on healing gear and learning my discipline spec and healing for heroic instances and LFR, just getting back in the feel for things, because I used to heal a really long time ago, and then I stopped, and so I didn't really have a very good viable secondary spec, so decided to learn it. I'm really enjoying myself.
You haven't healed since
really
you missed, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, it's fun. It's good, and it's not half bad for, you know, only like 3 or 4 spirit pieces.
So I heard that druids are going to be better this next tier.
Well, you can suck a nut.
So I'm not saying better than priests, but don't kick me out of my spot, for God's sake. All right, Leth, what have you been up to in game this week?
Nothing much. I've been helping Ellen run, you know, doing heroic scenarios and things like that. I'm getting a little bit of gear. Got a new sword, 516 sword, making up for my mistake of letting down another guildie take my axe.
Scrub.
That's it, you know, doing LFRs and whatnot.
All right,
got
come
a cool
on.
Helm I can use.
You're working on your back. Come on, you gotta tell them about your back.
Oh, yes, working on that back, you know, legendary cloak quest. We've actually been working an entire guild with it. That's kind of what we did. We helped run through LFRs to get sigils of power and wisdom, and the guild helped me kill that alliance bastard out there on the docks. And so getting closer at least. Hopefully if I work hard I can get it soon after, if not before that 5.4 hits.
So I heard for some people the most annoying part of it is the part that you are on right now, the PvP portion of it.
Oh, well, let's just talk about that, because, you know, someone in the guild, aka Ultra and Easy Swag, said, oh, that's the easiest part. We always win those two BGs. Like Caught Mogo and Silver Shard Mines. Those are the ones the Horde always wins. Yeah, so we go in there, what, like last week, queue up, and got decimated.
Crushed.
Like, Yeah, it's crushed horribly. And we're like, what the fuck? I thought this was supposed to be the ones we always win. So yeah, it was very disappointing. I still haven't completed them. I tried to run it again yesterday, and still we lost.
Did you get beaten into the ground again?
I mean, maybe. I mean, it's probably partially my fault because I have no PvP gear. So I'm not helping the cause for the Horde, but...
Yeah, but you're... That's a mistake. In my opinion, that is a mistake. It is... Okay, I understand everyone has a right to get the fucking back, but... The things don't even proc in PvP, in Battlegrounds and Arenas, from what I've been told from John. So, why the fuck would they make PvE players that are going for this PvE back piece go into BGs?
Yeah.
Well, no, the important question is, can you transmog it?
Yes. Wait, no. You can transmog something into it, and it still keeps the visual proc.
But it's a legendary, so you can't
transmog it onto other capes.
Onto it, yes. Yeah, you can transmog over it.
Fuck them. Fuck them. Yeah, you know what? I got to tell you, on this vacation, I took this shit grassroots. Okay, I took it grassroots because, you know, this bitch ain't doing nothing. They're not listening.
Nope.
So I'm telling you, every bathroom I went in, I wrote on the wall.
What did you write? I want to know what you wrote. Call for a good time?
No,
what did you write?
No, bitches, let us transmog legendaries.
Okay, I'm going to come out. I'm going to get some stickers.
Gonna right be, through the stickers. Center of the freaking United States.
I'm going to get stickers that are about this big. And it's going to say, what should it say? The legendary movement?
Yeah, grassroots. Yeah. Yeah,
okay, so we got to make a sticker, and then I'm going to print all these out, or I'm going to order them offline. They're like, you can get them for like 10 cents a piece or something on some website. And I'm going to get a shitload of them. I'm going to fucking post them everywhere. Everywhere that
I can
find.
Yeah, but then they can trace it back to who bought it and who said it and all this vandalizing and shit. So why don't you just handwrite it and take a cell phone picture of it? Well, that wouldn't work either. That's fucking trace. All right, never mind. Do the sticker.
Okay, I got to do the sticker because then it looks professional. I post it up there, take a nice picture of it.
Yeah, I wrote that on every bathroom wall I came across. You know, all these gas stations. That and for a good time call and put Blizzard's number.
Did you find any glory holes in those bathrooms?
I don't know.
We have to tell ECAT about what happened actually last night. It was really fun. We're going to have to set up a bounty soon because one of the guildies just announced, he goes, hey, guess what? There's a whole bunch of Alliance here trying to take over Orgrimmar. And we're like, really? He goes, yeah, they're called PvP Power Corps. And they were just raping face in Orgrimmar. So we went around them and flanked them from behind, took them out in about 5 seconds.
Oh, my God.
It was fantastic. And they didn't come back. So we are going to have to set up a bounty again.
Yeah, so you know that tunnel when you're first coming into Orgrimmar? You're coming in, you know, it goes like, if you go in out of Orgrimmar, it goes straight, then to the right, then to the left, and you're outside, right?
Yeah.
Well, there was like three or four Horde guys inside Orgrimmar, like kind of stopping them. We all flew over the wall, came down, and there was what, 7-8 of us? Came in from behind them and just flanked the shit out of them. So it was either come running into us or go running into Orgrimmar and aggro the guards. Like, they were effed. We cut them down.
Great.
They tried to run. They scattered to the wind. They tried to run. We cut them down as they were running away.
They ran all the way down to where the crags are, like, covering you, you know?
To Razor Hill.
Yes, hauled ass, and we chased them. Fucking plastered their asses. It was great.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I've been doing a shitload of battle pets. I think it's a lot of fun. Like, I started doing it when the beginning of the expansion came out, but I haven't touched it much since. I have now done all of the trainers in Kalimdor, Eastern Kingdoms, Outlands, Northrend, and all of Pandaria. I've done all the spirit elementals, and I've gotten 2 of the spirit pets, and I'm still working on dailies getting the other ones. I like it so much, and I'm ready for it to be on my iPad. Ready.
Yeah, I seriously need to make that app.
Yeah, oh my gosh. It would. I'd buy it straight out. I've never bought one single app. I've had an iPhone for fucking ever. Since like second or first generation iPhone. And I've never once paid for an app. Okay, that's a lie. Actually, I did. I paid 99 cents for the Ocarina app. I don't know why I did it. I had a weak moment, but I did it. So, but I would buy that app.
Did you just say the Macarena app?
No, it was an Ocarina. You literally had these buttons on the side of your phone, and then you blew into the mic. It was an Ocarina.
Oh shit! That's
worse. Like Zelda.
Yeah, like Zelda, like an Ocarina. I was like playing music
like the Sun Song and shit.
Yeah. Well, no. I was playing like Mary Had a Little Lamb. Would you calm down? You were overestimating my skill.
That's hilarious.
All right, Ellen, do you want to go? Ellen, unless you guys want to go over what's been up in the guild over the last week or so?
It's been real short. We had a lot of people on vacation. Main tank, E-Cat, was on vacation. We had a main healer, Zaf, or John, who comes on here every now and then. He's been gone on training for work. And then we also had one of our DPS on vacation as well. So we've just been relaxing, doing heroic instances together, or heroic scenario, sorry, and LFRs together, and that's been pretty much it. We've been having a good time just hanging out, being a guild.
I have a lot of fun with that. The LFR stuff.
Yeah, we did the LFRs, and also we did old school LFRs because, like, I was working on my cloak quest. About three of us, someone who hadn't even started the quest yet.
Ellen!
we're on the very first part where he collects sigils of power and wisdom from Mogushan vaults and Heart of Fear. So we actually did those old school instances too, and that was fun. It was actually kind of fun going back and doing those Elagon and whatnot again. Just haven't seen those fights in forever.
And guess who fell off the bridge? Guess who fell off the platform when it disappeared?
In Elagon. Let's see if E-Cat can guess it.
I have no clue.
Ellen,
I wasn't there. It couldn't have been me.
It was Ellen. Ellen fell off.
Really?
It was the first time ever, and I was healing, and I swear to God, I was... Fuck all of you.
But before she fell off, also Bell Dandy fell off.
Yeah, so we lost both our
priests. We lost both the priests.
It really surprises me that Ellen Tari fell off. I mean, normally she's not that incompetent.
Normally. I just have
normally,
moment.
Yeah, it's...
Oh, it comes and goes. You know.
I understand.
It's been a lot of fun. So, going into news, I wanted to talk about Flex Raid and us. I know I didn't write it in the notes.
We talk about it every week. Why are we still talking about this?
Okay, so I didn't want to talk about how Flex Raiding works and shit like that. I wanted to talk about Flex Raiding and us. Like, do you think that we're going to be a Flex Raid guild instead of a normal 10-man guild?
No! Hell no! We better not.
I mean, it might be... I don't know. The way I see it, because it doesn't affect lockouts, maybe because right now we're making one day LFR and 2 days progression, I might see us, instead of doing LFR, doing the first day Flex Raid to kind of get the fights down and get kind of a little better gear than LFR. Chances, and then the 2 days do progression normal mode. I see that happening more than just doing flex, because
Flex Raid isn't going to be a walk through the bosses instance.
No, but it'll still be easier than the other ones.
Right.
I think it'd be good middle ground, because we AFK through LFR. I mean, seriously. I mean, it's a joke. So, and plus we hate going to LFR because we have dumb shits with you. And so the fact that we can bring our own guild and even pug some to maybe recruit a little more in the meantime too might be beneficial.
That's another thing. Do you think we could use Flex Raids as a recruiting tool? Because that's where we pick up most of our people.
Especially because there's no cap on people. So if we have 10 people on, we're like, oh, it's Flex Night Raid. Let's just fucking, why not? Why not advertise in Ogremar, advertise in general chat, forming Flex Raid, and bring them on, because who cares?
Yeah.
It might be a good, recruiting tool, and then we can see if they're any good to begin with.
Yeah, so should we switch LFR Knight to Flex Knight in the new patch?
My vote is yes. I'm not voting so.
My vote is yes.
Elena's nodding, but you can't hear her nodding.
I was tabbed out, so I had to hurry and tap back.
Gotcha.
My vote is yes, right? Because what's the item level that comes out of it?
I don't remember, but it is
Between LFR and normal.
Right.
And it doesn't have a lockout? You could do it 50 million times?
No, it doesn't have a lockout. You can go in there and do it, but you don't get gear from the bosses like LFR.
It doesn't share a lockout with normal. So you can do both flex raid and normal mode and not interfere with each other.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I think that's better. What?
So we could do both, flex raid and...
I don't see the point in LFR, though.
Yeah, I'm kind of over LFR. Over LFR a while ago.
And right, I'm sorry to jump on LFR real quick, because we like bashing LFR.
I figured out
why I hate dailies. Because you do dailies to get fucking lesser charms to turn into your extra rolls, and you roll and don't get shit, or get shit you don't need, and you did all those fucking dailies for nothing.
Yep.
It has to do more with dailies. Oh. Having to do dailies for LFR, and it's like doing those dailies for no fucking reason.
Yeah.
Because it's not even like it's intuitive enough to not give you stuff you already got. Mm-hmm. Like, seriously, last LFR, got a chest piece, rolled, used my extra roll, got the same fucking exact chest piece.
So you got a drop and from the extra loot, you got the same thing. That's horrible.
Like, it's not even that smart to not give you the same fucking gear. So, that's my rant.
It's pretty lame. Not a fan of LFR. I'm done with that shit. So, the next thing I wanted to talk about is in 5.4, it looks like they... So yeah, the in-game store is live on TTL right now. Yeah, I sneezed. Why?
It was either that or headbanging. I wasn't sure.
I have very violent sneezes. I just want to let you know.
What are the stats? Hardcore. What's the stats on Enduring Elixir of Wisdom?
It gives you 100%. I'm sorry, I thought it was in it. 100% experience gain.
For 1 hour.
Oh.
For 1 hour.
For an hour and it persists through death. And only works 1 through 89, so it's if you want to level up faster, then you use it.
Oh yeah, okay, that's cool, that's fun. If you're a rich white kid, you'll level up real fast.
I think that since they're putting it straight in game like that, we're gonna see a lot more stuff into the store.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It'll. Yeah. Yeah. We ain't going there again. Yeah.
No. So. But I just wanted to say that it's in 5.4 right now. The store is in PTR testing. Ellen, you want to read this, go through these points in the Growscaller interview?
Sure, okay, so in the, can you hear me? Oh, yep. Okay. Growscaller was in Asia, apparently, and he was available for an interview. And some of these things were lost in translation or mistranslated because I guess they were not speaking or not native English speakers. So the first note that comes up is the item level squish might take place next expansion. Item level squish. What is item level squish?
So instead of it being like you hit for... What's an average hit for you? Like, on my boomkin, I'm hitting for, like, 200k or whatever. Well, not my boomkin. When I pop Mark of the Wild or whatever, I'm hitting for, like, 200k. Well, next expansion, it's going to be, like, ridiculous. So you're going to see 500,000 in DPS that are better than me, obviously, are already hitting for ridiculous amounts. So instead of having, like, a million damage and a whole bunch of zeros going across your screen, their level squish thing is going to take it and reduce all of that. Wait, is that the... Oh, yeah. So the level squishes, they're going to reduce all of that down so that it's not huge numbers anymore.
Oh, so they went that route instead of keeping the numbers going up?
Right.
You mean physically they're going to write, like, 1M for 1 million hit. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's the mega damage. That's what they're talking about. There's going to be... Oh, wait. is it, maybe this is a different thing. I thought this was...
Huh. I don't know. It says see tweet. What tweet?
Okay, no. Tweet, okay, tweet. This is a... Okay. The tweet says, I didn't confirm it. Still, we think there are a lot of good reasons to get numbers down to a more parsable levels. To more parsable.
So, yeah, they're reducing the damage then.
Yes. Yeah, so
we're not going to keep going up. We won't do a million damage. We're going to be scaled down.
Right. That's what that was one of the theories. The other theory is called the mega damage. And what that is like you said, putting like 1M instead of having okay. 1 and then 6 zeros.
Six, yeah. Okay. All right. So the next one says there is still no timeline for the Dota Battleground release. They're really going to release a Dota Battleground?
They've been talking about it for a while, and I think it sounds fucking awesome.
Why? Why? What?
Because it's like playing Dota in WoW. You start out, and you got to fight these NPCs and take these points. Have you ever played Dota?
Nope.
Okay, so...
I don't know what the fuck that is.
Okay, well, it's in Warcraft 3...
Yeah, it's from Warcraft 3, but...
There was a mod that they called Dota, and it was really huge. I can't believe you guys didn't hear about it. And what you would do is you'd start out with a hero class, and then you would go and fight NPCs and level that hero class up and get new abilities and shit like that. And then you buy weapons and armor for them and move forward, and then you're actually battling someone else. So someone starts on the opposite side, and you start on this side, and you fight to the middle and take points and blah, 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 and you have to eventually kill them. So they're talking about doing a Dota-style battleground in World of Warcraft. But there's no time frame on it.
I think it'd be good and interesting. But like I said, there's no release time on that. They've been talking about it, I think, for quite a while now, though.
It has been. I wish they would hurry the F up with it, because it sounds fun. I would just go in there and get CC'd and my ass kicked again, but...
Yeah, that was ridiculous. The Hearthstone... Okay, here's another point. The Hearthstone board that was added in a PTR build is just for decoration, and there is no plan to add Hearthstone to WoW.
So that one, somebody found some, like... What do they call it? They found like code or whatever that had something to do with it in the PTR that had Hearthstone. So everyone was freaking out saying that you could play Hearthstone straight from World of Warcraft, and this is just dispelling that rumor pretty much.
Okay. The lesser charms that may be added to the Asian store are there as a convenience item for players that may not have time to do their daily quests that week, or players who just want to save time.
Okay, stop.
There are no plans. Oh.
So. Doesn't
that's
that
exactly
sound like,
what we were talking about.
Yes, doesn't that sound
like... That was exactly what we talked about last week that we were flipping out about. Mm-hmm. That is unfair and ridiculous.
Right, because doesn't that sound just like what players in America want, too?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have tons of fucking money or anything to throw at lesser charms, but some people do. Why not give them the option?
Yeah. So essentially, if you had the money to spend, you would go and buy those lesser charms and have more opportunities at more gear. You are paying to win, essentially, at that point. Because you'll get and naturally, you'll just get more gear.
But like John said, you can only turn a certain amount of lesser charms in per week.
So
it caps you at only getting three.
Keep it.
What?
If they keep that, because if people are buying up charms, then how much are you going to bet they're going to cave to what those people are doing or what they want? And if those people who are paying money for charms tell them, hey, I want to be able to use more charms so I can buy more charms,
but
do you think Blizzard's going to cave to that?
No, I don't think so, because this would just be another path. They want to give you as many ways to do it as possible. Like, I get most of my charms from pet battles now instead of doing dailies. And buying them would just be another path to getting charms, correct?
I guess. I just think money holds power, and if they make enough money off of it, then those people will have what they want. There are no plans to add items to the store that will increase player stats. There are no plans. That's their scapegoat right there to say, oh, we didn't plan it, but that's the way it worked out in the future. The next one says patch 5.4, is the last content raid patch that will be bug fix and balance patches after it. But there will be bug fix and balance patches after it, as well as a pre-expansion patch. So we're basically done after 5.4.
That's what it sounds like, and that's what I've heard all along, and that was my guess, which means there's going to be no Ruby Sanctum-like patch between 5.4 and 6.
Those are always neglected raids anyway, I think.
Just kind of slapped together, sloppy style.
All right, the last one, of course, is if a fourth class role was ever implemented, it might provide buffs or support, but it would be a big change to the game and is very unlikely to happen.
So what do you guys think about that one?
What fourth class role would it be?
It would be support. You know, tank, healer, DPS support.
Oh, interesting. But kind of boring.
It would be like a bard, so you'd stand in the back, play a little music on your flute.
Yeah,
give everybody buffs. You don't want that?
No.
They had that in Final Fantasy 11. And everyone loved bringing bards. I didn't figure they would do anything like that. It seems... It's pretty much bringing a paladin back in vanilla.
Yeah.
You're here to give might and don't do anything else. Stand out of the raid. Don't get in combat so that you can rez if we die. Remember those days?
Yes. When you have 50 million different kind of buffs.
They're talking about you can buy lesser charms.
In Asia. Not on the United States servers.
Well, you know, if they think that'll make money, you want to know what'll make money? I'll tell you to make money. Transmog potion. That's right. You have to buy it. Every time you want transmog, you buy a transmog. Those motherfuckers be rolling in it. Shit, they need them. Yeah. All they need is a million players. Be rolling in.
Would you buy it?
Yes, I would buy it. I would buy it and bend over and take it up the ass, and so would everybody else with legendaries.
So why don't you think they do color packs?
I don't know. I wish they would. I want dying so bad.
What, couldn't they sell dyes in the store?
Yes.
Blow your mind. Like, wouldn't that be a good idea?
It would be fantastic. Yes, it would be great. They already did with Diablo. They're just being cunts about it. I think it's like ECAT's thing. There's just some dude in some office sitting there all butthurt that we want to change the colors that he liked. Oh, and I know what they used to say in the past. They used to say that that if it was dyeable, then it wouldn't match the theme of the expansion it came from. And so that bothered the designers because you couldn't look at people and determine what they were doing, what they were wearing, or where it was from. And the whole point is now with transmog, it's pointless.
Yeah,
people wear everything, whatever they want.
Yeah, they shot that shit
out of
the
water.
Well, you should not just dye the armor. You should be able to dye the players too.
What?
Yeah, you should be able to. We'd get Desmond and dye his character black.
What is, he's a panda.
But he's a red panda.
He's a red panda.
Yeah. Okay, well,
but he's a female red panda. Are we gonna
he ended up being a black bear. It makes sense.
Are we going to grow him a penis?
We could dye John pink. Enough said.
Yep, enough said. All right, the last thing I wanted to talk about, and I'm really glad Ekat's here because I know he has big opinions on this. So WoW loses 1.3 million subs in 3 months.
Really?
Yep. Step up on your soapbox. Let's do this thing, Ekat.
Really? What? Are you okay? Explain that now. They have lost 1.3 in the past 3 months. Is that what it's saying?
Yep. On their last earnings call, they showed 1.3 million down.
I told them how to make this up. But fucking transmog legendaries, they'll all come back. Transmog legendaries, and they will all come back. And they'll bring friends. And they'll fucking bring friends.
They're going to try it, and then they're going to sue the shit out of you.
I'm telling you. Yeah, look, that 1.1 million, they're haters. They're haters. And that lead designer... That lead designer of legendary weapons, Rufus Fiedelmeiser.
Yeah,
Rufus Fiedelmeiser, right. Rufus Fiedelmeiser. Yeah, his life sucks, man. He's got 1.3 million people that all quit because they wouldn't let him transmog legendaries. And, man, that's a lot of hate out there. That's why his dog's gay. That's why he's got the clap. It's karma. It's karma around just turning around and kicking this guy's ass. I mean, it's 1.3 million. Think about that. 1.3 million people that are calling his mama's names. That has an effect. Rufus, all you have to do to change your life, the clap will go away, your wife will come back, your dog won't be gay. All you have to do is let us transmog legendaries, and it'll all be fine. It'll all be better. I promise.
I don't even know where to go from there. Like,
it's true.
But then everybody will have legendaries.
Yeah.
I'm going to play devil's advocate right there.
I think that is such an asinine...
It is.
Everyone could get legendaries now. Let's be honest.
I mean, look at any class. I mean, any class has a favorite tier set. Mm-hmm, I mean, mm-hmm. I fall victim to it. Judgment. My pally is transmogged into Judgment tier 2 because it is the best set. I don't care what people say of any paladin ever. And because there's just innately some things are cooler. So what? We should stop. I mean, if you wanted people not to do that, then you shouldn't allow transmog at all. It's always going to happen. You know.
So do you think this 1.3 million is just cutting the fat, the people that weren't really logging in anyway?
I think they'll fucking come back, personally. I think they will come back you'll see an increase in 5.4 because everybody wants to go fucking kill Garrosh.
But do you think it's 1.3 million?
Big of a dick. No, maybe not, no. But some will come back and... It'd be interesting to see what they started off with before the expansion and where they are now to the tail end of this expansion. You know, if the increase on this expansion has gone back down to what it was before the expansion. That's what I'd want to see.
Yeah, because some of that number is going to be, you know, normal attrition. You know, some of it you can naturally see, you know, I think that occurs in every expansion. You know, it really kind of depends on how much will come back is really how much the advertising, how much that expansion is pushed and word of mouth. You know, what kind of job they did. Because I don't know, it's really strange, but this expansion hasn't driven me the way the others have. And I don't really know why that is.
Well, a lot of people say this is the best raiding expansion since, like, ICC or Ulduar. But the dailies really hurt the expansion on a whole.
Yeah, I have to say, I have to agree with VCAT, though. Like, this expansion, I played everyone right on time, right on release. I wasn't a comeback person that came back for the expansions. I always played up to them, and this one just didn't keep me. I am the most uneducated about this expansion than I ever have been. And it's upsetting to me on some sense because I've been playing since the game release. Mm-hmm. So it's upsetting that I'm not into it, but there's another reason. There's got to be another reason as to why I'm not interested. And I think a lot of it has to do with same shit. It's just same shit. And I don't expect a lot of differences either because we're really nostalgic about the old days. Mm-hmm. So the old days worked. I'm fine with that. But I don't know. It's just... I'm really against dailies. I've always been against dailies. And that's just a personal thing for me. So maybe that is what it is.
Yeah, I don't know. I honestly can't say because, I mean, you know, almost every expansion, I'm all about PvP, and, you know, every chance I get going in there and getting gear, and I haven't done any at all.
And not even the new ones?
I don't know.
You know, they came out with, like, 2 or 3 new battlegrounds, right?
Yeah, and I think I've been in them once.
Wow.
One of them once.
Yes, yeah, see, I had full PvP gear like every expansion.
Yeah.
And I haven't had it. I haven't done it in this one either.
And I don't know why. There's psychology in there somewhere.
Yeah. So do you think that it's going to level out and the players that are hardcore or really like have been here since the beginning, do you think they're pretty much going to stick around for the long haul? Do you think so?
I suspect that, but, you know, they're looking for their numbers to increase. I mean, they're still sitting on a cash cow.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
But you know, I guess it really becomes important is why did the 1.3? What was their reasons for leaving? What happened?
It doesn't go into that on the report that I saw.
Well, I promise you, there's a division at Blizzard that does nothing but figure that out.
Oh yeah.
And it could be as simple as we're getting back to I don't know. It's still the middle of summer. Shit, never mind. Because usually you see an increase around Christmas time because people get game time, and the summer you get an increase of play time because kids are out.
I think I think they lose subs normally in the summer due to vacations and stuff like that, and people want to be outside during the summer. So I think the subs drop off in the summer, but pick back up when it starts getting cooler out again, and people don't want to go outside as much.
That's only relevant up north. In the south, they're inside all the time because it's fucking
too hot.
Hot.
That's true. Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know if that's it. I would like to think here. This is what I'm hoping. I'm hoping they left because they're bored, because that would be the only reason that would mean Blizzard has to do something.
Right.
If it's just a cycle of things, then nah, damn it. But nah, whatever.
All right. I wanted to talk about how World of Warcraft kind of fits into the MMO market. Do you know what I mean by that? It being one of the only subscription-based games still out there. And do you ever think they're going to go to... oh my god, my brain just went dead.
Like a free-to-play...
Free-to-play...
Microtransactions,
yeah.
I know they've mentioned a lot that they have no plans on doing that because they're still making plenty of money off of the, you know, even if they lost 1.3, they still have what, shit ton millions of subscribers.
Yeah.
So I don't see it happening anytime soon, but you saw what they said about Titan. Titan will not be a subscription MMO. So
they know the direction of the market.
Thing. Yeah.
I think they're just making more money. They'd have to lose a lot of subscribers to get down to where microtransactions would make sense.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, you know, in microtransactions, you'll pick up younger players.
Right.
You know, it's really interesting. You know, I would really be interested to see the demographic of their subscriptions. How old are they, you know, and I know that they do all this, but it would be interesting to see what is the age, the average age, the demographics, and all that, because that also could tie into trends on gaining or losing subscriptions.
Right, absolutely. And I mean, Team Fortress is a free-to-play game that made bank off of hats. So, and Lord of the Rings was one of the first successful microtransaction games, but they switched over to microtransaction because they had no subs left. I wouldn't say no, I'm sure they still had subs, but...
Yeah, but I mean, could you imagine, if it went free-to-play, the influx of just people who don't give a shit that would flood the game, you know? Oh man, it would be a nightmare. I would guess if it went free to play today, there'd be so many people on each server that there'd be server queue times to get into it.
Yeah, I think those. Do you think that the what do they call it? Virtual realms. John is 100% for sure that Wildhammer is going to be mixed with another realm. What do you guys think that's going to happen to Wildhammer?
Well, maybe, because whenever they offered a few weeks ago free moves from the high pop servers to lower pop servers, you know, it was like three real high pop servers, lower pop, one of the top comments, I was reading the comments below it on WoW's page, like Blizzard's page, official page, was, why wasn't Wildhammer included in this?
Really?
You know? Yeah. So... just led credence to John's theory that Wildhammer is going down.
But that was a comment from a player, correct?
Yes.
That doesn't have the numbers like Blizzard does.
Yeah. Yeah, but apparently other people on the server are feeling the same thing.
Is Gortho still there? If it's still there, nobody has anything to worry about. If that thing still exists,
yeah,
then,
Garethos is still there, and it's
because I think. Yeah, yeah, well, that's because I think there are.
Wouldn't
six
that be crazy if we melded with them? Yeah, wouldn't that be crazy if we melded with them? That would be crazy. Cray, cray.
Do you guys know anyone else still playing on Garethos?
Yes.
No, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Winnie Caldeas has ties with everybody.
I know. The
Fuck
girls still play.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah, the girls we used to play with. Well, they are not girls. They're grown women. But, yeah. They still play. They're still on my, whatchamacallit. What the hell? Real life. Yeah.
All right, so I think that's going to be it for episode 7. Ekat, you got anything you want to pimp? I should have went last with you.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm starting grassroots, man. I'm gonna start with the bathroom traffic of America, and we're gonna push Transmog. You tired of losing subscriptions? Transmog legendary gear. What the fuck is wrong with you? It's not rocket science.
It's not
Jesus
rocket
Christ. You know, just you know, put the transmog potion, man. Legendary transmog potion. Sell the shit out of those things. Fuck these little pets and this little weird shit and flying mounts and crap like that. Look, gay as
shit. You make tons of money on.
Yeah, yeah. That's nothing. Pittance. Nothing at all. You'll bring all. There'll be a million people go, what? I can transmog my legendary. I'm coming back. Mark my words.
I think there's millions of people that have legendaries right now.
Yeah, but we all know it, and we all know what they look like because it's all stuff in the bank because they don't want to look like retards walking around their fucking cities. Hey, look at that cool weapon. Wow, what a retard.
Okay, I want to know what phase 2 of this grassroots program is. Bathroom traffic really was 1. I'm taking notes here. Somebody in the audience, take notes. Shout out. Take notes.
It's a surprise.
It's a surprise, so if you haven't thought about it yet, I think.
Phase 2, we infiltrate BlizzCon.
Oh god, that should be, like, way up there. I was thinking, like, tree etchings, like, tree carvings.
You'll piss off all the tree huggers.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
We will enter the costume contest at BlizzCon as just legendary weapons, and we'll have tags on us say, let us transmog. That's
that
step
would
2.
Be awesome. Who's buying my ticket to BlizzCon?
Yeah.
I vote Ellen Leff buys my ticket to BlizzCon.
But seriously, I mean, if we could do transmog like legendaries, I don't know. I might seriously consider go farming fucking Thunder Fury.
Wait, have they already done ticket sales for BlizzCon this year?
Oh yeah, they already sold that, I think.
Ah shit, that's right.
You know, and we got to think about this because you know, there is an aspect
really
of danger. There's an aspect of danger if you know, like Les said, if they can transmod legendaries, there's going to be a shitload of people going back to old content.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have Alliance and Horde both going back to old content. Well, that's just a recipe for disaster and war. I mean, for God's sakes, we couldn't have a war between the two factions. That doesn't make any sense at all. No. For God's sakes, it could just be pandemonium. It's absolutely the end of all. Oh, wait. No, we're already at war. Never mind.
Yeah, okay, so the reason I started playing this game was because I was like, oh, there's like badass PvP, and these two factions are warring, and now it's like they don't even care about that. They're like, eh, Battlegrounds.
We do.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
we
why
do.
We go out and get those fuckers.
Alright, well, Leth, do you have anything that you want to pimp or say? You got a Twitter?
I do not have a Twitter. I'm sorry. I don't tweet. But I will say, you know, if you want to, come join us on Wildhammer, bring up the population and join us in our effort to bring transmogs of legendaries into fruition.
Yeah.
But also, if you don't, just join us for live streaming, because you'll find out how awesome we are, and then you'll come join us anyway. Yeah, we will bring back the 1.3 million by ourselves.
Yeah, and we're going to try, you know what we should do in the future? Make John set up Flex Raid, cross realm Flex Raid.
Oh, yeah.
Then we can Flex Raid with people. That'd be awesome.
Can you do more than 25 mana? Sorry, real quick, in Flex Raid.
No.
Can you do more than 25 mana? Because if we could do Flex Raid, 40 man Flex Raid, bring it back old school, that would be fucking awesome.
I don't know about that.
Some computers will crash. They can't handle it. But that would be awesome. To bring back those 40 man raids.
It's too much. Too much. It would have to. The rooms aren't big enough. Can you imagine fitting 40 people in some of the, like, the fucking sewer system in...
They did it in vanilla.
That's true. There was, like, tiny-ass hallways in fucking Mortal Core and... Blackwing. Okay, Ellen, what do you got to pimp?
Tonight, I'm gonna take a step down and I'm gonna support ECAT transmogging the legendaries. I support that. I'm a sufferer of this. I have a legendary staff, and I can't equip it, and I can't transmog it, and it's just so hard. So I really appreciate what ECAT does.
There we go.
I want to be a part of it. I want to do whatever I can with you to get this to happen.
A movement begins with the first step. There we go. There we go. It begins.
All right.
What should it be? We should make a Tumblr. Like, fuck yeah, transmog. Or fuck yeah, legendary transmog. And just fucking post legendary pictures every day demanding Blizzard transmog them.
Or we could, like, have, like, pink bracelets. Oh, no, those were already taken.
Whoa.
Orange bracelets for legendaries. Boom. But also,
Lichon's yellow.
Forget the Tumblr. Fucking start a Kickstarter for tickets or BlizzCon for this shit. That would be awesome. Kickstarter page.
That's in 2 years from now.
Yeah, I know.
What's in 2 years?
The next BlizzCon.
Kickstarter for us to get tickets to fly to Anaheim to storm Blizzard headquarters. I bet they have no security.
They have BlizzCon. Your BlizzCon is in Anaheim?
Anaheim, yep.
Shit, no wonder they're dropping 1.3 million.
I thought it was Irvine.
No, that's their main base. Anaheim is where the convention center is at the deal. Their HQ.
Oh, well, let's go to go to Irvine. Go to their HQ.
Yeah,
like,
let's go to their HQ during BlizzCon. The whole fucking
LARP.
The lights will be off.
We fucking dress. Okay, not during BlizzCon.
No, that's awesome.
We fucking LARP.
No, we'll fucking be there. We'll go hide out, like, in their break room. I'm sure they have a fancy break room.
Oh, I'm sure.
And wait for them to come back. And then we just hold them hostage.
They'll be like, long weekend after BlizzCon. We're not coming back for a week.
We'd have post-it note their desks.
We'd have to fucking eat their leftover sandwiches out of the fridge to stay alive.
And they're rich motherfuckers. They got good sandwiches.
Please, okay, for me, follow me on Twitter at FidelisTitus. Sorry, I totally got confused. I didn't know what to do first. Follow me on Twitter at FidelisTitus. Check out the website. It's got this and Pillow Talk, which is the new podcast that just went up. We're on episode technically 1 because I saw it on 0. So check that out at fidelisstudios.wordpress.com. Come watch us run raids, LFR and shit like that, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6:30 Pacific time. I stream Warframe, and I think I'm going to start streaming TF2 because we're starting to play that again on off nights. We try to do on Thursdays, it's starting at 6:30, we try to do the podcast, so come hang out and watch that if you want to. And if you have questions, comments, concerns, want to talk about anything, or just say hi, email me at FidelisTitus@gmail.com. I want to get your emails. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. That would be awesome. Leave a review on there as well. We still have 0 reviews, so reviews would be cool. All right, so that's going to be it. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And from me and everyone in Fidelis, take it easy.
Bye.
Bye.
You too can be butthurt. Join Fidelis. Don't forget to check us out on FidelisGuild.com.
Does it? This podcast is part of the Fidelis Studios Network. For more information, check us out at fidelisstudios.wordpress.com.